This looks like the place, Rocket Racers Academy.
I'm still not sure about this, Owen.
Oh, come on. This will be amazing. Remember when we watched that car race on TV?
Yeah.
Remember how exciting it was?
Yeah, but...
Remember how you said you wanted to drive in a race like that someday? And for people to remember Sophia as a racing great.
Someday. I said someday it would be exciting to drive in a race like that. I mean, we're kids. Your dad just took your training wheels off your bike.
That was 3 years ago.
2 years ago.
2.5.
The point is, kids don't drive.
They do here.
Yep. Here at Rocket Racers Academy, we've made it possible for kids to race like the pros.
Hey, I know you. You're Checkers McCoy.
Actually, it's McGee. Checkers McGee.
Yeah, that's it. A long time ago, he was an awesome champion racer.
It wasn't that long ago.
Stock cars, open wheel cars, rally cars, you name it. This guy raced them all.
I even spent time in demolition derbies back in my early days.
Why do people call you Checkers?
Because he was the first to see the checkered flag in so many races. That's what a worker waves at the end of the race.
Oh, I figured Checkers must be good at playing checkers.
So, are you kids here to sign up for racing school?
You'd better believe it.
Yes, but I have a few questions first.
I'm all ears.
How do we know this is safe? I mean, can't auto racing be dangerous?
I'll let my technology expert, Becca, take it from here.
Thanks, Checkers. I've designed a system that gives us not only maximum speed, but also maximum safety. It's quite impressive, if I do say so myself.
Maximum safety. I like the sound of that.
Maximum speed. I like the sound of that.
Each car is a perfect fit for its driver, like a pair of warm socks.
Don't forget to tell them about the track.
The track is even more amazing. It is totally crash-proof. Your vehicles will zoom around the track with the help of a special guidance system, which I designed, by the way.
So, the track is like a roller coaster?
Yeah, it's kind of like a roller coaster.
You're still in control of the vehicles, though, just like a real race car driver. You get to steer them, make them go faster, make them go slower. It's all up to you. There's a lot you'll need to learn, and we're here to teach you.
With some help from the race car driver's manual, of course.
Driver's manual? What's that?
It's a handy little book full of instructions for keeping you on track during a race. Plus, I've added a few tips from God's Word, the Bible. You could call the Bible God's manual for everything we do, not just racing.
If you follow what God says, He'll keep your life on the right track.
I'm ready. Sign me up.
Becca, I've got good news for you. I figured out why car number 8 wasn't working right.
A car wasn't working right? I don't like the sound of that.
Kids, this is Sparkplug. He's our chief mechanic. When something isn't working right, he always manages to fix it.
What was the problem, Sparkplug?
It took me forever to figure it out. I practically took that whole car apart before I found the problem. An acute case of Squirrelus Devourus.
Squirrelus Devourus? What's that?
A squirrel crawled into the engine and chewed up the fuel line. If you see a squirrel zooming around here at about 200 miles per hour, that's why.
So what do you say, kids? Are you ready to join the Rocket Racers team?
You know it.
Yes! As long as there are no more squirrel problems.
Let's get you two signed up, and then we'll train with race cars designed especially for you and learn about our powerful God.
All right!